Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Grillo McKeon working the board, producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. McCarthy getting set for another update. The breaking news at CBS Sports HQ. Everywhere in the world, they're talking about it. The Lakers have acquired 6-time All-Star Anthony Davis from the New Orleans Pelicans in exchange for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and 3 first-round picks, including the number 4 overall selection in next week's NBA draft. This according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Lakers needed some street cred. They had bottomed out, and they got it. They're not worried about the 3 first-rounders. Really, when you look at the draft and you see the big 3, and beyond that, that fourth pick, I think it could be valuable to the Pelicans for building their future. I see no need for them to deal it. So when you break it down, the mock draft, I think top picks are just locks, right? Zion to the Pelicans, Ja Morant to the Grizzlies, R.J. Barrett to the Knicks. DeAndre Hunter was slated on the CBSSports.com mock draft when the Lakers still had that fourth pick. I think he would be a great addition with Zion and a building block for New Orleans. I really do. I think he would be the perfect fit. And I lean more towards Hunter out of Virginia than I do Culver, who's played well in the workouts. But Hunter's a physical guy, big shot guy that you watched in the tournament. So I like the Pelicans just taking him at 4. They get 2 of the top 4 picks. They get some starters and role players. Lakers don't care about the future. They care about next year. I don't think they care about a big extension for Davis. They care about next year. They care about now that today people are talking in a positive light about the Lakers, who had become the joke of the NBA. They don't care what they gave up. And a Rob Pelinka, what? If LeBron, all right, let's say that LeBron behind closed doors orchestrated this. And if he walked, Pelinka's fired, he's out of a job, there could be a Bus family coup taking over for Jeannie Buss, who knows, after what went on with Magic. To lose Magic and LeBron, they had to do something desperate, something big, and they delivered with 6-time All-Star Anthony Davis. Now, the big question is, and CBSSports.com echoed, I just saw a story posted there that they need that third superstar, they need the guard. Is it Kyrie? Is it Kemba Walker? I know they can play the two-man game, as I alluded to in hour number 1 in my opening huge opinion. Hey, LeBron can handle the rock. But you don't want him handling the rock. You want someone coming up, and LeBron's on a wing, and Davis is kind of low blocks, and now you have options. And you can reverse it also with someone just parked on the opposite side, ready to shoot the open 3. There you go. With Clay hurt, with Durant hurt, it's the wild, wild west. You know, Kawhi in Toronto, if he stays, could they duplicate it? Was it a learning lesson for Milwaukee? I still think the Celtics are loaded with talent. What a crazy week in the NBA. The upside for our listeners on AM 590 in Toronto, Canada, your world champions. The video I saw on Twitter, I think it was, somebody like has an apartment in a high rise, and they stood on their balcony and they taped the audio and video of the city, and you could hear the entire city celebrating. Milwaukee will need to deepen their star power, I think, to win. Kawhi now, is he moving? Because if you think about it, with the Davis deal, and it really looked like they might get something done in Boston, but they didn't want to give up Tatum, according to everything I was reading. It goes back to the draft lottery, really where it all started. And it just got crazy. And I love it for somebody who does a national sports talk show on Saturday nights, and I do my statewide show in Michigan. Hey, LeBron is a lightning rod, and now you get Anthony Davis. So our first huge question of the night, your initial thoughts on how far of an upgrade that was for the Lakers. Are they the team to beat now in the Western Conference? Do they need that superstar point guard? You tell me. Others are saying, no, LeBron's getting older. He's not going to stay healthy. They'll be a 5 or 6 seed, maybe win a playoff series. So join in with your huge opinions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Comments rolling in from the audience. Let's go to Jeff in Cleveland. Busy night on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Lakers, they did what it takes to win. The Anthony Davis trade, that was the best move so far this year. Anthony Davis with the Lakers, they back to their glory days. I give them the championship this year. Next year, it will be the Lakers. Nobody can touch Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is a pro. He can handle the rock. He can shoot.
And it's over, Jeff.
I can get him the ball.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff in Cleveland, starting this hour. He's declaring the Lakers NBA champions a year from now. Let's keep it in Ohio. Clinton, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers and my father.
And what's your dad's name?
Gregory Johnson.
That's awesome. Happy Father's Day, Gregory Johnson, there in the Cleveland area.
Yeah, I do want to say that they did make an upgrade. I know they lost a lot of young talent, but I do not think that they made such an upgrade to go to win the West. I think Oakland, the Thunder is still better. Oklahoma Thunder is still better. And I also think Portland Trailblazers are still better. But I don't think they'll make it out of the West just because you really can't win with two superstars. I think Toronto was an example of one superstar but with a great supporting cast. If you don't have another ball handler with LeBron James, like a Kyrie Irving specifically, other than Kemba Walker, I don't really think that they'll come out of the West and even win, especially if Kawhi Leonard stays with Toronto Raptors.
All right, my man. Thanks for the call. Happy Father's Day to your dad. And again, throughout the calls tonight, you can give a shout-out to your father. Yeah, Kuzma averaged 18 a game. And again, the numbers are kind of misleading with the Lakers because they were so bad. So a lot of that was junk yardage. He shoots 30% from three-point range. They'll need a better sharpshooter. Because now if you get that two-man game with LeBron and Davis, if you add Kyrie, if he changes course now instead of Brooklyn or the Knicks, you know, Durant was talking with him, but this is before the deal went down with LeBron and Davis. And somebody's going to be parked on the other side just getting fed wide-open looks. Let's go to Sam in South Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Let's go to Jordan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill, how you doing, man? I love this topic. And listen, I'm 44 years old, and I'm super, super excited for the NBA season. Can it be November already? But I got a couple points. And I'm down here in South Florida, so I'm a huge Heat fan. And every time LeBron has won a championship, he's had a stretch for it. May have been Kevin Love or Chris Bosh. Now, the important caveat in this whole discussion is all those stretch fours, they took a step back offensively. Chris Bosh, both the year before he joined LeBron, he was a 24-10 guy, and Kevin Love was like a 26-13 guy. I don't expect Anthony Davis to put those same huge numbers up. They're going to have a dynamic wing for LeBron to take it. I still feel that Houston is in prime position to win a championship. And if I'm Kawhi, Kawhi Leonard's probably going to sign a one-year deal and do what LeBron did. He's just going to do a one-year deal and stay in Toronto. Why do you come to the West and like compete against all these juggernauts? And if I'm a New Orleans fan, I'm super excited, man. You got a young, excited team, man. It's going to be a great, fun team to watch. I'll hang up and listen, man. I love the show.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan in South Florida. I agree. If you're a New Orleans Pelicans fan, the beginning of the Zion era, Ball is still a good player. Forget his dad. His dad said that he had a guarantee that the Lakers will never win a championship after trading his son. Was his dad talking about Grillo? You would know this. Was his dad had this dream that all of his sons were going to play together for the Lakers?
No, yeah, that's exactly what it was. He had this dream that all three of his sons are going to team up. They're going to play together at the same time. They're going to be a dominant force for the Lakers, and it was never going to happen.
You know, I want to give him a Father's Day gift, a zipper. Zip it. Oh, my Lord. But I'll give the guy credit. You know, I talk about lightning rods with LeBron, just talking about him. Hey, LeVar Ball, you know, ended up on TV, on radio, on Twitter, Facebook. He built a brand. Like him or not, he built a brand. Hey, you bought in some way, shape, or form. Comments coming in at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Pete Helpert says LeBron has a huge butt, dude. You know this. Raptors still favorites with Kawhi. They just did it. Jesse Swimmer from Greenville, South Carolina tweets at Saturday Huge, but it is a given the Lakers get it all figured out this coming year. Minimum, it's a year out for them. J. Caden Napka tweets at Saturday Huge, the Herschel Walker trade of the NBA, Lakers got jobbed. Chris Lutvey, listening to Massachusetts on the Sports Hub, tweets at Saturday Huge, LBJ is going to be 35 next season in a league with a massive talent boom. That means the Lakers will probably be a 5-6 seed. You can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. We have Grillo and McKeon back in New York City producing the show. McCarthy with an update here in about 8 minutes. First huge question of the night with Anthony Davis now traded to the Lakers with LeBron. Are they the team to beat out West? Do they need that third star at point guard like a Kyrie Irving or a Kemba Walker? You tell me. 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Jay in Boca Raton, Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you taking the call. Could I change the subject just a little bit, but it's in basketball?
Go ahead.
I'd like to make a proposal to the NBA. The catastrophic injuries that happened this year is just, you know, ridiculous. They have something called the clear path foul, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I want to propose something called a defenseless player foul. So if you're in a fast break and you jump like Klay Thompson did, in any type of foul because he's up in the air and, you know, something like, you know, like what happened happens, it should be a tech two. Okay? If you got beat on a fast break, you either let him score, or if you foul him, you're out of the game, two foul shots in possession, because if it saves one superstar like, you know, like Thompson, because the NFL has a defenseless player, you know, what's more defenseless than being up in the air and someone fouling you?
I love that idea. You know, Jay, thanks for the call in Boca Raton. I love that idea, defenseless player. McKeon or Grillo, did you hear Jay? He sounded like Ray Romano, didn't he? He really did.
Can't confirm whether or not that was Ray Romano.
It could have been down in Boca Raton. He's a big sports fan. He loves
his
show.
He's got a place down there, too.
Yeah, I got a place. Everyone has a place in Boca. We all do.
I don't.
I mean, with what we get paid at CBS, we all have 6-7 homes.
Well, so are you going to buy your next home in Boca or in Monaco? Because I know CBS is paying us so much that we can afford either location.
I know. The tax structure in Monaco is a little bit better than Florida.
Yeah, I agree.
And we're just rolling. I actually took a bath in cash earlier today.
Wow. See, I don't have that access in my house.
Well, you know, keep working. Dream kid, okay? Let's go to Mike in New Orleans. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. Mike here. I love the show. I can't tell you how excited being a born and raised New Orleanian we are for this overhaul we did of the Lakers. Look, we enjoyed the time with Anthony Davis. He hooked up the Clutch Sports. And you know what? The situation became that we had to get rid of him. Right now, we just got Lonzo Ball. It's going to link up great with Zion. We're happy with the other picks. The future first-rounders are super exciting. A young core talent for the future New Orleans. We're very excited here in New Orleans.
Well, thank you, Michael, for listening to New Orleans. I assume with Zion and that era beginning, the ticket will be tough. To see a Pelicans game there in one of the great cities who celebrate sports and life on a daily basis, New Orleans. Greg in Texas, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are y'all tonight?
Doing good, Greg.
Hey, I was just calling to talk about, you know, the Dallas Mavericks. I think that maybe we have a little bit going on next year with Donovan and Porzingis, and I don't know what free agent we're going to pick up, if any, but we do have a lot of salary cap. So I'm hoping that we can pick somebody up. I'm glad to see Ball leaving L.A.
What if Kawhi went to the and Cuban could convince him to come to the Mavericks? Man,
you know what? I think he could. I mean, he was already in San Antonio,
right?
Come on down to Dallas, and we'll make it even better for you.
All right, Greg. Thanks for the call in Texas. Appreciate you listening on 105.3 FM in the Metroplex, Dallas, Fort Worth, a wonderful destination. Official in Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. First of all, I just wanted to give a shout-out to my dad.
What's his name?
His first name is Frime.
That's awesome. Happy Father's Day.
Okay, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about this whole trade. In my opinion, I completely disagree with the notion that they can't share the rock now, because if you look, take one look at the All-Star game, you see them scoring 140 points a night on the All-Star game, and that's the best offensive players in the league sharing the rock right there. So that's my first point. And secondly, I think that the only thing I'm a little worried about in this move for them, for the Lakers, is that you need to have a sturdy bench. And when you go bring some good players like that, you see from the Warriors that one of them gets injured, two of them get injured. That's the end of the run. So I just want to get your take on those two points.
Yeah, I agree. And thank you, Fischel. And I'm glad you gave your dad a shout out. One thing we're doing at the end of all the calls tonight, if you want to give some love to your Father's Day celebration to your dad, feel free to do it. Yeah, they'll have to build a bench, but if you can get, you have Anthony Davis now. I mean, look where the Lakers were 8 hours ago. And now where they're at with Davis. So you start thinking Kyrie, could he divert his attention? And LeBron's working him. Hey, hold on with the Nets. Hold on with Durant going to the Knicks. Why don't you come out and join us? Just 1 year. You know, sign a deal. Maybe longer. Who knows? As long as LeBron's out there. Kemba Walker. Now, Mark Stein reporting that, you know, they'll make a run for him. Man, if they got that point guard who could break down finishing at the rack right now, when healthy, Kyrie or Kemba, who's better in the NBA? Finishing at the bucket. I don't know. Well, I don't know if there's anybody better than one of those two. When you get them with LeBron and AD, like you said, you can play that two-man game and LeBron can shoot the long three, dump it down. Now a little pick and roll once in a while. LeBron with the alley-oop to AD. But eventually you'll need a bench. But now with those guys, mid-level veteran exemptions, people taking less money, knowing they could get a ring, it starts that domino effect that the Lakers didn't have 6 hours ago. Not even eight. Wow. Amazing. Let's go to John in Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I think we're not looking at the big picture. You got a big NCAA college class coming up, and they pretty much look good. Nobody's talking about the Virginias or the Auburns or the Tennessees. Nobody is. And I really think you ought to look at that.
Well, and thank you for the advice in Tennessee. I did say DeAndre Hunter at number four, the Pelicans should take him out of Virginia. Now that they got that fourth pick, according to Wojnarowski from the Lakers, I'd take him. So you got a big, strong forward, 6'7", 235, inside-outside guy. By the way, shot 43% from three-point range. You get Zion, you get that crew. I think he's a perfect fit with the Pelicans. And the draft is top-heavy. It will be Zion, Ja Morant, R.J. Barrett. Then I go Hunter to the Pelicans. Jarrett Culver, you know, John Beilein coach in Cleveland. That would be a good fit. Point guard with the Suns out of Vanderbilt, Darius Garland. I like CBSSports.com's mock draft. I agree with it. Bulls go with Kobe White, a point guard from North Carolina. Jackson Hayes, center from Texas, to the Hawks. Cam Reddish, boy, I don't know if he'll drop till 9. His workouts must be bad, but he basically is a three-point shooter. They talk about him, but he only shot 33% from three-point range. And I know he battled through some injuries. And Brandon Clark, the power forward out of Gonzaga, I think he'll be a solid NBA player going at number 10. So there you go. I don't think it's that deep of a draft. You know, Romeo Langford being top 16, I thought he was a ball hog at Indiana. I really did. If you want to join in, your thoughts on the Anthony Davis trade from the Pelicans to the Lakers. Now with LeBron, did the Lakers give up too much? Are they the team to beat now in the Western Conference? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Search Saturday Night Huge Show.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific. Make way for what's next when CBS Sports Network brings you a WNBA showdown between the Washington Mystics and Los Angeles Sparks on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports, the CBS Sports Network. Grillo and McKeon are back producing this broadcast in NYC. McCarthy with another update here in about 20 minutes. We're taking reaction all across North America on the trade of Anthony Davis from the Pelicans to the Lakers. The Lakers gave up a ton. They needed instant street cred. Something that created positive headlines. This will sell tickets, jerseys. You've heard callers say, I can't wait for the NBA to start, and it just ended with Toronto as your world champions. So now when you look at the West and you look at Clay and Durant out for the next year, and I guess both could, you know, be ready for the playoffs possibly, depending on their recovery from the Achilles and the knee injury. Are the Lakers a team to beat in the West? If Kawhi stays in Toronto, then it's right there again with Toronto-Milwaukee. I don't know about Philly. I think Boston has a great coach, ton of talent. I love what Ainge does in the front office. They didn't get Davis. They didn't want to give up Tatum from some of the things I've read. So will they lose Kyrie? That hurts when he's healthy and when his mind is right. And before this trade broke, you know, late this afternoon, you know, there was talk of Durant and Kyrie and that probably playing with the Knicks. And the Knicks have nothing to lose. They could give Durant a big contract. You're Durant. You've already won in Golden State. Do you want to be the man a year from now? Well, if you think about it, if they can't play, let's say Clay, I think Clay in the knee injury, probably a better chance playing late 2020 portion of the season. And I mean late, you know, I'm talking next, you know, February, March. You know, Durant with the Achilles, that's at least a year. But with medicine, rehab, NBA, these guys have the best of the best. I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to pretend to be one. But let's say neither one plays next year. And then they have to wait until the 2020-2021 season would start. That's a long time away. This offseason just spun the way of LeBron. He had to walk into the Buss family and say, you get me a big name or I'm done. And then Pelinka's done. Then they're clearing out the executive offices, and by getting Anthony Davis, whether it's just for 1 year, doesn't matter. Well, look what Kawhi did for Toronto. And now Kawhi, I don't know, will he go to the Clippers? Do you want to live in the shadow of and play of AD and LeBron? Milwaukee still needs another superstar to get over the hump. Boston, if they lose Kyrie, then you're Kawhi, you're Toronto, you're a national hero. Even if you leave, you're still a national hero. So you can join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Justin in Sacramento, California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking my call, sir.
How you doing, Justin?
I'm very good. I just wanted to, you know, kind of agree with you there that in the West is wide open, and I just can't see anyone beating LeBron and AD. You know, and they can go out and sign a couple guys, considering they're probably going to have somewhere in the range of $25 million in cap space. You know, maybe they bring on a Chris Middleton, you know, if they can't get a Kyrie or Kemba. But if they fill it out nicely, I mean, it looks rough for the rest of the West.
And now, well, think about it, Justin. You're out west in Sacramento. Who matches up well if you play the two-man game with LeBron and AD?
I don't think anybody does. You know, I think the Rockets are going to struggle with it. I think maybe Portland, if Nurkic can come back 100%. But
Denver. I don't know if they got. You know, does Denver have enough to play the inside-outside game and defend? Forget hanging with them on the scoreboard. I'm talking about defending LeBron and AD at the same time on a trip down the floor.
Exactly. I just can't see it. I think it's theirs for the taking. And now I see a report with Chris Paul wants out of Houston. It looks bad for everybody else but L.A.
Thank you, Justin, in Sacramento, California. Wonderful place. I appreciate you listening on this Saturday night. You want to join in? Your thoughts on Anthony Davis, now a Laker with LeBron. Are they the team to beat in the West and the team to beat now in the NBA? My, how quickly things have changed. I'm not saying they are the team to beat. I still think they need Kyrie or Kemba. But I think they can win a couple playoff series now with those two. Get to the Western Conference Finals, maybe even get to the NBA Finals. You can join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I guarantee we got some listeners on AM 590 in Toronto and across Canada right now going, let me get this straight. We haven't even had our parade yet. And now there's a Lakers parade with AD and LeBron. Nice. Let's go to Andy in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge, do you mind if I ask you one final question on Game 6?
Go ahead.
Sorry to throw your show off. I called in earlier and then I had to get off the line. Were you surprised when they set up Curry to shoot a three and they had 9 seconds left? And, like, I could see if they're down by four and he hits a three with 8 seconds left and they foul or something like that, but, you know, they're only down by one, and he's been throwing up bricks. And you go, who better to drive the lane and shoot a last-second shot and either get fouled, make one out of two or two out of two to win the game, or make the layup? I just thought that wasn't a very smart play.
At the end, Golden State, with the injury to Durant, then Clay, they almost looked like, to a point, they were waving the flag. And the turnovers of Draymond Green, I know I've said he's a future Hall of Famer, but he was a turnover machine in the playoffs. He was.
Well, my last question, all right, so, and sorry to throw your show off, but the doctor that did the surgery on Kevin Durant, we got to talk to him, O'Malley. He's like the world's best. He's at the hospital for special surgery. And if that thing wasn't ripped as far as you thought it was, and he can get back playing in 9 months, I mean, this just in, 12 months from now is May. So he could easily be back full strength before the playoffs. And then Clay, you don't even know if they're going to do surgery or not. Lots of times on those types of injuries, you come back without surgery.
I think both of them, I'll just say playoffs. So you're Golden State. If you get through the season with Draymond and Steph in your new building and Iguodala in your bench, and I know they got to re-sign a lot of guys, they got salary cap issues, but and you could get Clay and Durant the max contracts while hurt. I doubt they're going to go any other place. They can't get that type of money. And you could have an epic series maybe with LeBron and AD versus the injured Warriors coming back for the playoffs.
I'm sticking with the Warriors. By the way, Bill, great show. And it's always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Andy, in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Tweets coming in. J3RM, listening in Ottawa and Canada. I got Steph Curry under Irving for point guards finishing at the basket. Kemba third, happy Father's Day. So Steph to the rack. In front of Kemba? I don't know. Jeff on the left. That's a pretty cool Twitter handle. I didn't think it was possible, but the Lakers just became less likable. Thank you, Jeff, on the left. You can drop us tweets at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Cheeseburger Eddie in Rhode Island. What if Pelicans ended up an 8 seed? Ooh, and the Lakers were the 1 seed out west. That would be interesting. Michael Leoncello, he is listening in Boston on the Sports Hub. What do you think of Butler being the third in L.A.? Now, there was, Twitter for what it's worth, that Butler, the third, he likes to rock, though. Now, Butler, LeBron, and AD all of a sudden sharing and becoming basketball bros? I don't think so. Also, does Al Horford opt in or opt out? What do Celtics do to improve post-Kyrie? Those are good questions, Michael. Thanks for listening. I'm Boston. Han Kids is listening. Is it Canada or Wyoming? Tweets out Saturday, Huge. Happy Father's Day. My dad's name is Buzz. Congrats to Toronto. And as a lifetime Spurs fan, Duncan and the Admiral would be proud of him. So you can join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Let's go to Daniel in Toronto, where they're celebrating being the NBA world champions, listening on AM 590. You're on the Saturday Night Huge show.
Hey, how are you tonight?
How you doing, buddy? Hey, what's it like in Toronto? For I know I've seen the photos, the video, the viral tweets, but what it's like, or what is it like to be there right now with the Raptors world champions?
It's an unbelievable atmosphere. For somebody like me, who's 44, who grew up watching only basketball, not playing hockey, watching the Raptors for 25 years, it's what we've all dreamed about. And not only that, but the team really is a reflective makeup of what our country is like. Poised, with composure, without any complaints, just getting the job done. And that's what we do here in Canada.
Yeah, well said. Huh? Well, what's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, so two things. Number one, I think Kawhi is going to stay in Toronto. I'm not saying that from an unbiased position. We own, number one, his bird rights. So if money is a factor, we're the team that can sign him for the most of it. Number two, he has expressed many times that his number one priority besides winning is his health, and we manage his health better than the Spurs did because that was his point of contention with them. There's other factors too, but those are the two biggest ones in my opinion. And with regards to the Lakers, I think that LeBron turned that franchise into a complete debacle. If I was a guy like Brandon Ingram who toiled there for 4 years, and at the trade deadline, LeBron came along and said, "Get rid of all these guys, including him." I would hate the guy. So if I were him, I'm pretty happy to be out of LA. But I think that he turned this story franchise into just an embarrassment.
Thank you, Daniel, for your huge opinion north of the border in Toronto. And congrats to all our listeners on AM 590 and all of our Canadian affiliates. Let's go to Joe in Boston, listening on the Sports Hub here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Joey.
Just wanted two things. One, happy Father's Day to my dad and every other dad in the world. And secondly, the Celtics fan as a Boston fan aficionado, I'm pretty frustrated. I'm going to be honest with you. They've been praising the rebuild up here for the last 5 or 6 years. We've been kind of in NBA purgatory. I'm glad they kind of kept Tatum, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty pissed off that we did not get Anthony Davis. I know he's not going to stay. I know Rich Paul is making it clear. But you got to take that risk. The NBA, you got to have superstars. You got to win that way. I'm sick and tired of going 44 and 38 and being the fifth seed and losing. It's been a rough week for Boston, specifically after the Stanley Cup and after today. But that's all I got to say. Have a good
one. Hey, Joey, thank you. And you know what, Boston, come on. Red Sox last fall, you have the Patriots. I was shocked what the Blues did to the Bruins in Boston. Flat out shocked. After how good the Bruins looked on the road to force that game 7. I would have bet my life on Boston winning that game 7, but Beantown is still one of the great sports cities in America. And don't count out the Red Sox again this year. 1-855-212-4CBS if you want to join in on the conversation. That's 1-855-212-4227 and at Saturday Huge on Twitter.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.